getting their due. Hello and welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, at one of Tennessee's many county fairs this fall and summer, 4-H'ers have been wildly successful selling livestock in years past. It's part of a program where the kids raise the animals and are then rewarded with cash. Chuck Denny has our story.
The numbers rattle off the tongue. Rapid fire agricultural commerce. Careful you don't scratch your nose. If you do, you might be the new owner of a 300-pound hog. Loud and chaotic, it's the Junior Livestock Expo at the Obion County Fair. Adults are the bidders. Kids like Sarah Holt are the sellers.
I think I've learned a lot of responsibility, how to respect my parents more because they help out a lot. So by
working with animals, you learn to respect your parents.
Yeah, you know, because they got to help me too.
Keeping tabs on his laptop, UT Extension agent Tim Smith, who says this Junior Expo is anything but child's play.
A lot of our kids move away from the farm when they graduate this program and they go on to lead productive lives and other things. The values and opportunities that are afforded them by this program can teach them life lessons.
Last year, about 100 kids sold animals, and combined, they made $90,000 in one night. 11-year-old Macy Allison had a prize pig for sale here.
Well, I've learned how to feed a hog, how to water it, and pretty much all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And tonight, you're going to sell it?
Yes, sir.
You're going to make big bucks?
Hopefully.
When the final bid was called, $400 to be exact for Macy, or $1.50 per pound. As they say at this auction, money is a lot like fertilizer. It's no good unless you spread it around. And these kids are sold on the idea that hard work has its payoff. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
FFA members also took part in this youth sale. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.